for 91.3 WKY News. I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Part of our Hippocratic Oath says that we are mandated to teach the next generation so that they can build upon what we have built in order to better take care of patients. My guest today is intimately involved with a program that is doing just that. I recently spoke with Dr. Nathan Vanderford, faculty member in the Department of Toxicology and Cancer Biology at UK Healthcare and assistant director of research for the Markey Cancer Center, who directs the CTOP program that inspires young undergraduates at the University of Kentucky to pursue careers in oncology, the diagnosis and treatment of cancer.
It's really focused on addressing some of Kentucky's greatest needs. So as folks may or may not know, Kentucky's ranked first in overall cancer incidence and mortality rates. And those rates are the highest in the Appalachian region. And then on top of that, we also have very high rates of socioeconomic disparities and low education attainment in that area. And this training program is really focused on trying to address many of these issues in a multi-pronged approach. So the program originated back in summer of 2016 when we got some funding from the National Cancer Institute to establish this program. And we focused on undergraduates who are current UK students who are from one of the 54 Appalachian counties in Kentucky. And the program's meant to immerse these students in cancer research activities, clinical oncology shadowing experiences, some cancer education activities, and outreach, where we focus on training the students to think about cancer disparities in the state and really to go out and talk to people about this and inform the community and talk about how people can think about lowering their risk for cancer.
And what is the name of the program, Nathan?
It's the Career Training in Oncology Program.
So CTOP. And I guess
CTOP, CTOP.
CTOP, yeah. Yes. And I guess really in digesting what you're saying right now, it's almost immaterial, I guess, whatever major these young students might be engaging in, because regardless of whether it's sciences or economics or humanities, it would seem as if cancer prevention, cancer treatment would intersect with almost every field of study they could choose.
That is true, although the program really focuses on students who are in the life sciences or some health-related field, major of study. But I do agree. And we don't want to exclude people because, a student could be an economics major and still have interest in going to med school or going to dental school or going to be a researcher. And so we don't want to exclude those. But currently, we've really focused on students who are in pretty fairly well-defined life or health science majors.
I'm speaking today with Dr. Nathan Vanderford, Assistant Director of Research at the Markey Cancer Center and Director of the CTOP program, inspiring young students at the University of Kentucky who come from Appalachian counties to work in preventing, diagnosing, and treating cancer. So this could be anything from bench researcher to clinician, be it medical student, nurse, dental student, pharmacy. Still, there's so many different facets of study that a student could engage in and still participate in this program.
Absolutely. I'll give you one example. I have one student right now who's in the second year of the program who wants to be a physician's assistant. And she's very passionate about that and very passionate about oncology. She's very interested in pediatric oncology. So, yes, that's absolutely the case. All these different fields, we need more people in all these different areas to really impact the major health problems that we have really throughout the country, but with this program, with this specific focus on the needs of Kentucky.
And this is planting such good seeds for our future. Are there going to be follow-up studies, I guess, that you might be engaged in to look back years from now and see how many of these students actually did go into oncology-related fields?
Absolutely. There's a big evaluation component for this program. So we're doing some real-time evaluation where we're looking at how this program is impacting the students now. But we also have plans to track these students long-term, as much as 15 years after they after their engagement with the program ends. We're going to continue to track them, how they matriculate into other programs and then what kind of career outcomes they have.
And Nathan, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you would want our listeners to know about this program?
Well, I think I just want to underscore, I think, how we're really focusing on getting these young people to understand the disparities of cancer. It's been amazing to me that, students are from this area and they can realize some disparities that they can see pretty easily, but many times they don't understand how big the cancer problem is. And then so having them know that, and then they go and talk to their family and their friends and they go back and visit their high schools. I would just like the community to understand this program is having a real impact on the community, on these students. And I think over time, as we have more students in the program and impact more people in the community, we're going to begin to see a difference that this program's having on a longitudinal basis as we go forward.
My thanks today to Dr. Nathan Vanderford, Assistant Director of Research at the Markey Cancer Center here at UK, for talking with me about the CTOP program, inspiring students at the University of Kentucky to pursue careers in cancer diagnosis, prevention, and treatment. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.